I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic. A new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Have you seen what is going down in the city of San Francisco? Looting, shoplifting, smash and grab burglaries. Dave, it's insane what's been happening.
It is straight up organized crime. I mean, it is straight up, hey, everybody, show up to the Louis Vuitton store. We're going to pick this thing clean.
How much are purses at that store? I said $500 earlier. Okay. I'll be honest. I haven't shopped at a Louis Vuitton store in a long time.
Or ever, obviously, because you said $500 for a bag.
Right.
I went online. So I just started doing a little Google search. $500 is like... Louis Vuitton. Like, that is straight up not a real
made
bag.
Made out of real pleather.
Everything at Louis Vuitton is $2,500 and up. Like, everything.
How far up?
Well, I saw one for $30,000. That seems
That's what
up.
These people are getting away with?
I don't know how many 30,000 bags they're hanging on to, but
it's,
yeah.
And it's not just Louis Vuitton that got looted, right?
Yeah.
There was a jewelry store. Lululemon? Lululemon?
Like, how much athletic gear do you need?
That's the place.
Isn't that Lululemon?
Yeah, it sells $118 workout pants for women. $118 workout pants.
But they're breathable, so it's fine.
I know they're bendable. Walgreens? What do you need at Walgreens?
I need all the ibuprofen I can get.
Oh, we're making fun of this. It's not funny. I mean, not if you're the store owner, not if you were in the area when this happened. The NBC affiliate in San Francisco reported on a designer store that was looted there 2 days ago.
Videos posted on social media show a night that turned out of control in Union Square. The Louis Vuitton store looted, people running away with as much merchandise as they could carry.
Yeah, and it's insane to think. You're carrying four or five bags. You know, you're carrying $20,000. You're just like carrying it off into the sunset, running away. And you do it quickly enough, they can't catch you. If there's enough people, sure, they arrested, two or three people?
Yeah, they said police jumped into action, got there quickly, made some arrests.
Police responded quickly and arrested eight people, including a person in a car who they say was armed. We've also now learned a number of businesses in different parts of the city were also hit, including a cannabis dispensary and Walgreens.
Oh, my goodness.
That's cannabis dispensary.
Stopping at anything, are they?
Load up on all the weed,
folks.
They
feel empowered.
I need all the... Okay, you say, do they feel empowered?
They do.
They obviously do, right? You cannot look at this and think, oh, look at everyone that got arrested. Oh, two people out of the hundreds of people that they got away with thousands and thousands of dollars. I wonder if this is the natural byproduct of what we saw last summer with all the rioting and the looting and the protests that turned violent, right? And you saw this kind of looting going on in huge stores in New York and across the country. You saw people running out with armfuls of merchandise. Obviously, they never got, you know, busted for it. You know, how could you possibly find somebody? They're wearing the hat, the mask, everything. There's
so kind of like
people.
A copycat without the writing.
Totally a copycat without the writing. And I think what they're seeing is when we just descend on them and we descend on these stores en masse, there's nothing you can do about it.
No. I mean, if I were working at the Louis Vuitton store, first of all, I would have a purse in every color. but I would run in the back and out the back door.
Yeah. There's no way
I'd run out the back door. They're coming in big groups, right? So if you are at the store, and I think some of these stores might have been closed when they were getting hit, they're coming in massive waves. It's like a mob scene. I've seen some of this video, and it's just insane. So according to CBS affiliate in the Bay Area, KPIX, thieves took over a jewelry store. Witnesses say they came in a group of 40.
Smashing through.
They seem young. They call them kids. And then in San Jose, there's a group of people left the scene of the Lululemon store. You know, it takes me forever to save up for a pair of these Lululemon pants. I have two pair I've purchased because I work out all the time. But they're so expensive that's all I can afford. So this is insane. So they go into the Lululemon store. They steal merchandise before police are even able to get there.
So I do wonder, and I think we're going to address this in the very next segment, but what happens once you have all this gear, right? You have all this merchandise that you've stolen. Are you using it yourself? Are you flipping it? Are you trying to resell it on Facebook
what would you
or
do?
eBay? What would I do if I were
like, seriously, let's talk about that. If you were a criminal, I'll tell you what I would do if I was a criminal.
All right. Let's have the ideas. KSL classifieds. I don't know.
Well.
Probably.
eBay might be safer for you.
Maybe that doesn't disparage the name of the
Everybody in my family would be getting a real leather Louis Vuitton purse. How horrible, though. How horrible. I just couldn't do that in good conscience to anybody. No way. It would weigh on me forever. A $28,000 purse. A $50 purse. I just can't bring myself to it. I stole a piece of candy when I was 5 years old from a grocery store. I stole a piece of that blue hard candy, the gross kind.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Stole it. Do you know when I was doing my FBI background check? It bothered me so much, I admitted to it.
No, you didn't.
Before I went to work.
Back when you were five?
Five. Like, I could not be in this ring of bandits. San Francisco Chief of
Police. You talk about your Catholic guilt.
Oh.
That right there.
It will weigh on me forever. San Francisco Chief of Police, Bill Scott. Oh, man, he's got his work cut out for him this weekend. No Thanksgiving dinner for you, Bill. You're going to be working trying to track down this ring of bandits. He's going to flood the city with officers.
We will flood this area with police officers for the foreseeable future. As you walk around today, you see police officers all around Union Square, but we're not going to stop at Union Square.
This is at Union Square. Wow.
Well, tell me what you're going to do.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Are you going to arrest everybody? Are you going to fire shots, warning shots? What are you going to do?
Make an example out of somebody?
And what does that look like? Because if 80 people show up like they did at the Louis Vuitton store, obviously organized, right? They were all showing up. You're not going to have 80 police officers arresting everybody because you can't be everywhere at once.
They'll just go.
Well, you can
send
a message.
You've got to send a message. Right. The other thing is once you arrest them, are you going to, you know, let them walk out of jail the next morning?
Now, that's the next part of the story.
Shoplifting is like, not a big deal, right?
No.
It's a big deal in terms of my conscience, but it's not a big deal in terms of punishment, crime and punishment. Not a big deal.
I was shocked. So when I watch this, when I see the shoplifting, when I see the looting, it really goes to a more basic conversation of, well, just stealing stuff that's not yours, stealing stuff from stores. And the reason I am hyper focused on this shoplifting angle is because my daughter works in retail.
Ah.
And the instructions she's given if she sees a shoplifter, which she has seen multiple times, she's like, Dad, it happens all the time. And we'll tell you what they're instructed to do.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.